哎，很高兴又次到咱们南门华人教会讲道。
Very happy to be here again to speak to you.
你们这里有谁是从小长在基督徒家中，完就信主的，一直到现在？
How many of you grew up in a Christian family?
啊，有好多啊。OK，我想这个故事，五饼二鱼的故事，应该听了无数遍了。
So I'm sure you have heard numerous times this story of five loaves and two fish.
特别是假如说你小的时候，
Especially when you were young.
没上高中，
Before you went to high school.
我想这是特别激动人心的故事。
This has been a rather encouraging story.
我想在我年轻，在我小时候，如
Inspiring.
果听到这样的故事，我会感到非常高兴。
I'm sure if I had heard this when I was young, I would have been elated.
因为大陆那一年没东西吃。
Because at the time we had little to eat. We hardly had anything to eat.
这个耶稣比6000磅多了，
So Jesus was so great. He would have
比那
been
魔术
lot
师，
better
哎呀，
than a magician.
这个五饼二鱼就可以变来变去，哇！
So he could make five loaves of bread and two fish to be something that can feed 5,000
所
people.
以，当我想讲这个题目的时候，我就问自己想讲什么。
So when thought of this title, the sermon title, I was reflecting on what to say.
已经讲了无数遍，你还能讲出点什么新东西？
So this particular topic had been preached so many times. What else can I say that could be fresh?
其实真没有太多新东西。
And indeed, there is not much novel idea.
就像到教会待了10年、20年之后，你说什么样道没听过？
So just like some Christians that have been, some people that have been Christians for 10, 20 years, they
我们
said,
不只听中文的，英文好的还可以听英文。
we heard numerous different kinds, different levels of sermons.
反正不管怎样，我决定讲了，今天早上就来了。不管怎样，我决定讲了，今天早上就过来
So, regardless of whatever I thought, I just decided to come.
了。5点半就搁家出发。
So I left my house 5:30.
完了，带了几盘碟子。
I brought some CDs.
完了，一盘儿一上车就开始听黄安伦的《安魂曲
So as soon as I got into the car, I listened to this. What is it?
《安魂曲》怎么翻译？
Some soothing music.
no，就是人，
Requiem.
完之后。一开始还自己想嘛，是不是有点不吉利？
So then I thought, well, maybe that's not very, that's bad omen.
因为这是葬礼上去听的安魂曲。
Because this is the music for funeral services.
我今天开2小时车，
So I drove someone else's car.
万一有一天人发现我说，哇，他正在听安魂曲时候走了。
So I didn't want him to find out that I was listening to Requiem.
葬礼就可以免了。
So then, save the funeral.
欢伦的这个安魂曲写得非常棒，极其棒。
But the music was great.
我后来听到之后呢，就是他写了将近一个多小时的安魂曲，这个曲都长了一个多小时的。
So it's a music. The whole piece is more than 1 hour
我听到将
long.
近30多分钟的时候，正好他唱的那段就是“全能的神，永在的父，慈悲的主”。
So, about 30 minutes into it, I heard this, the Almighty God, Everlasting Father, and
慈悲
Gracious
的
God,
慈悲，
Gracious God.
一再反复的唱，
So
全能的神，
it was
永
saying
在的父，慈
repeatedly,
悲的主。
Almighty God, Everlasting Father, Gracious God.
特别那个慈悲打这一唱之后，哇，你感到好，你知道音乐家那个才能，你就好像你可以触摸到神。
So, as I heard this, I felt that I was touched by God.
因为这个曲子我听过无数遍了。
Because I've heard this so many times, actually.
所以在那正欣赏这种感动的时候，
So, as I felt touched
突然这个碟子坏了。
And suddenly, the music stopped because the CD broke.
就在这一坏的时候
，And at that moment,
我就突然间想，哎呀，我今天带驾照了吗
？And then I realized, I just remember, did I bring my driver's license with me?
完了之后就摸遍所有的兜。
So then I searched all my pockets.
发现我犯了人生最大的一个错，没带驾照。
So I found that I made a huge mistake. I had been driving without the license.
你这时候在使劲搁心里唱了慈悲的主。
So now I start to sing, Gracious God.
无论如何保守我能开到这个地方。
Please, please help me and guide me to the church.
所以我开长途车没有一次像今天这样规矩。
So I have never driven so carefully in my life.
不超一 mile.
I did not speed at all.
哎呀，终于到这个地方，开到你们朝这个停车场上了。
So finally, I arrived at the parking lot of this church.
我是第一个来的。
I was here. I was the first one.
我就在车一停，我就发现头已经出汗了，背心已经湿透了。
So I found myself sweating all over.
因为路上遇到两个警察车。
Because I saw two police cars on the way over.
这个时候世开就先来的。
And I, Sikai was here first.
完了之后我就
after me.
Yeah, 跟他一起，我铲前面的雪，他铲后面的雪。
So then we started shoveling snow.
完了
I shoveled the front, he shoveled the back.
完了之后，这个时候就铲雪的时候就听到那个前面树上鸟在唱歌。
Then I heard the birds singing on the trees.
我才知道卡迪诺是你们的宗鸟。
And I did not know until today that cardinal is your state bird.
那个男女唱的是不一样的。
And you know, the male cardinal and female cardinal, they sing differently.
一开始是你听的是那个雌鸟一再唱啾啾，发出那个啾啾的声音。
And the female cardinal sang like ju ju.
挺悲哀的，没有回音。
And it was sad that there was no response.
我在听了半天。
And so I kept on listening to them.
突然间，后来跟远方来的那个公雄鸟过来了。
And then from afar, there was a male cardinal.
如果你熟悉卡顿的叫的话，卡顿的雄鸟的叫应该是 great, great.
And so he chirped differently.
所以今天唱，哎呀，你真伟大！我觉得那时候我真能想那个词。
So as we sang the first hymn this morning, How Great Thou Art, I was really, it touched my heart. I was really echoing.
所以你就想，今天早上其实我自己最需要就是没东西吃的那个无饼二鱼。
So actually today, as I was going to share with you, what the one that needed the most,The five loaves and two fish is me.
可能这个时候需要的不是吃东西。
Maybe it's not the materialistic, the food.
是你胆战的心灵跟神祷告。
It's at a time when I need God the most. I pray to Him earnestly.
慈悲的主啊
，Gracious God,
千万不要遇到警察。
Please, do not let me run into the police.
所以非常。有意思的一点。
So it's interesting.
在四本福音书中记载的唯一的一个共同记载的一个神迹，就是五饼二鱼的故事。
The story of five loaves of bread and two fish is the only one that is recorded in all four gospels.
你也可以想象，一定是这个故事当时把这些人所有的门徒都用罪行六年都雷倒了。都震撼了。
You can imagine that this is also a story that impressed all the disciples so much.
这都是绅士不懂得我们这乡村语言。
Sorry, I don't know the colloquials too much.
所以他们不约而同的记载了这一个神迹。
So they all recorded this miracle.
那么四本福音书中这一个神迹最后到底要告诉我们什么
But what is the essential message of this story? What's the moral of the story?
我想在神迹中也这一个神迹也是解释最清楚的。
But among all the, you would understand that among all the miracles in the gospel, this is also the one that is described and illustrated most clearly.
就是耶稣讲了非常清楚，一再解释。
That is Jesus repeatedly explained.
我是生命的粮。
I am the bread of God.
是你每一天最需要的。
It's something that you need the most every day.
是从天上降下来赐给生命的粮。
It's the bread of God that comes from bread of life that comes from heaven.
你每一天需要吃下我。
That is needed every day.
吃下我的话。
You need to eat my words.
我与你同在。
I am with you.
这个同在给你生命。
And my coexistence with you gives you life.
所以一开始的时候就讲到这次门徒们出去旅行布道回来了。
So in the beginning of the story was after the disciples and Jesus went out on their mission trip after they returned from their mission trip. They were exhausted.
忙得连吃饭的功夫也没有。
Because they had not even had time to eat.
哇，耶稣就鼓励他们。
So Jesus encouraged them.
继续干。
And said, continue to strive for
it. 再忙一点。
Work harder.
可能比较像现代啊。
And perhaps if you think of it.
所以有时候你当有一种直接去或者用中国人说的一定要平常心去看圣经的时候。
If you think of the modern world and
你别带到一大套神学框架。
And look at the reflect on the Bible, read the Bible with your normal daily attitude.
你就发现耶稣非常近人情。
You can see that Jesus actually is very personable, very compassionate.
门徒已经非常忙了。
Those disciples were exhausted.
他们需要的是休息。
They needed rest.
所以耶稣祷告，你们要去休息一下。
So Jesus told them to go rest.
我带你们去休息。
I would take you find a solitary place to rest.
中文圣经和合本翻译就同我暗暗到旷野地去歇一会儿。
So you go with me. So Jesus said.Come with me quietly to a solitary place.
那个
rest.
暗暗的那三个字在其他的几个标准翻译本方面就是诗下。
So some translation says private place, but here in NIV it says to a quiet place. Get some rest.
你们几个单独跟我走。
So let's get away from the crowd. Just you and me, the 12 disciples. Come with me by yourselves to a quiet place and get some rest. And get some rest.
在现代社会中好像安静的休息这个概念越来越少。
And in the modern world, it seems that this concept of rest and quietness,The concept of rest and quietness is getting scarce.
春假很快就要来了。
I'm sure you all know the spring break is coming soon.
我接到我们的朋友给我发的消息。
And I received some message from my friends.
我们休息一下。
Said, let's take a rest.
完了，开车到佛罗里达去。
Let's go to Florida. Let's drive to Florida.
我说这叫休息。
And I said, well, is that rest?
我们很少缺少一种，就像有讲，就真的去让自己的心安静下来，那么时间和场合，既在休假的时候，我们也忙得不停。
I think in our daily lives we're so busy that we hardly have any time or moment to be quiet. And
生命需要安静。
We do need quietness and rest.
跟耶稣在一起需要约会，单独约会。
So when we are with Jesus, we need time to be We need time to be with Jesus alone.
没有一个人谈恋爱说哇，一群人跟我来。
I don't think when you are courting, because when you are dating, you would not. I don't think you would want a lot of people to come with you.
一大群灯泡。
A lot of like, a company companions like they would、
就是、
light up like Christmas trees.
真美的形象。你如果和谈恋爱的时候，你一定希望两个人单独在一起。
I'm sure you would only want your companion to be with you.
别人谁别来。
You don't want anyone else.
尤其是老娘。
Especially your mother.
别在那眼睛盯着我们干什么。
You don't want your mother to watch over your shoulder.
其实你来到神面前的意思呢，也非常需要安静的时间，只你两个人在一起的时间。
You also need time of quietness with God, just you and God.
所以耶稣就体验到今天，希望给他门徒安的是单独和我在一起。
So Jesus understood that. So he offered to be with the disciples alone.
我知道在众人的眼光中，那个时候是很美的感觉。
And that was an among.Those disciples, that would be a wonderful feeling.
大家都听你讲。
So everyone listened to you.
可能更美的时光是你们和我在一起，连一句话也不说。
And perhaps even a better time is to be together without saying anything.
所以耶稣就要带他们去私下带他们去歇一歇。
So Jesus was to take them.To a quiet place to
在这繁忙的生活中，繁忙的传道生涯中，有一个安静的时间。
They long for a time of quietness.
但很有意思的时候呢，这个安静被打破了，计划行动计划曝光。
But interestingly, their plan was altered. Their plan was disrupted.
大众知道了。
The crowd knew,
而且大众很清楚耶稣有大能。
And they all knew Jesus was, could perform miracles.
提前赶到了他要去的地方。
So the crowd preceded him to the place.
你想安静。
You want to be quiet.
安静不了。
You want quietness, but you couldn't get it.
你被打扰了。
And you were disturbed.
这其实也是我们生命中的一个方面。
And this is also a portrait of some aspects of our life.
有一个神学教授。
Professor in theology.
非常喜欢每一天都自己来坐到安静地看书写书。
Loves to be alone to read and to write.
但他写得太棒了。
And he was a prolific writer.
所以说呢请教他的人就源源不断。
So more and more people, reached out to him, contacted him.
打电话的呀，写 email 的呀。
And they wrote him emails. They called him.
而且他又经常愿意讲谦卑这个主题。
And he also loved to talk about humility.
所以你不能不回答。
So he had to respond.
所以他就跟院长，神学院长有点抱怨。
So, eventually he started to complain to the president of the seminary.
为什么老被打扰啊
？Why do I keep on getting interrupted?
最后院长有一个很智慧的一句话回答。
So the president responded wisely.
经常被打扰，这就是你的工作。
That is your job. Your job is to be interrupted.
可能真的，我们生活中有的时候非常需要安静。
Perhaps we really need quietness.
当然，这个世界需要你，有时候知道被打扰也是正常。
But you must know that it is also normal to be interrupted or to be disturbed.
所以耶稣就被打扰了。
So Jesus was interrupted. His
看到许多人来了。
His plan was interrupted. He saw a multitude of people coming.
完了什么？就怜悯他们。
Then he had compassion on them.
因为他们如同羊没有牧人一样。
For they were like sheep without shepherd.
在这里有个非常关键的词。
So there is a critical word, a phrase here.
就是怜悯。
A critical word that is compassion.
在马可福音中又经常用另一个词来，中文翻译成就是什么？就动的慈心。
In Mark, there was another way for another Chinese translation for that is he started to have compassion for them.
你比如说，今年央视、中央电视台，你们看到刘谦这个表演这个魔术。
So, you know that in the Chinese Central TV that there is a magician who perform miracles.
他可能半年前就准备怎么演。
And he might have started like half a day ago to prepare for his performance.
那几套套数大概他自己都非常清楚。
And he knew all his gadgets, his magics.
但当你读圣经的时候，你就发现耶稣不是个魔术师。
But as you read Bible, you understand that Jesus was not a magician.
耶稣行神的大部分起因都是被动。
Jesus, was always when he performed miracle, there was always a reason that led him to do it.
是被动的。
It was not a proactive.
不是我一到哪之后，我啪给你们看一二三这个
神 Was not for him to demonstrate himself as a son of God.
完了，你们掏钱给我。
And then you give me money.
而什么
？Rather,
而是因为看到这种需要。
He saw the needs.
看到那些流离失所的人、无家可归的人、疾病的人在苦难之中。
He saw those people, the poor people that were the people that were deserted, people that were hungry, and they were suffering. So he performed miracle.
就动了慈心
because he had compassion on them.
我非常喜欢这句话。
I really like this phrase.
因为这句话就告诉我们所信的主是一位什么样的主。
So it tells us clearly.The God, our God, is a compassionate God.
你就会知道这一位神是怜悯你的神。
You know that our God is merciful.
啊，就像我今天早上第一步开始，特别有这种感觉。
So you can see that as I was driving here this morning, I felt this very vividly.
因为你就发现他这种怜悯给你一种力量，可以能坚持开到南湾。
Because he gave me the strength and perseverance to drive to come.
而且遵守了交通规则。
And not be disrupted by the police.
所以神不是一个随意去行神迹的人。
So our God would not perform miracles without the reason.
他也不想靠神迹来吸引人。
And he would not use the miracles to attract people.
之所以
appeal to people.
福音书记载了耶稣行了那么多神迹。
So you can see that in the Gospels, God performed, Jesus performed many miracles.
是因为我们痛苦。
Because of the suffering.
是因为我们在苦难之中。
Because we were.
他就动了慈心。
And because he had compassion on us.
怜悯了我们。
He had mercy on us.
那么，上帝的怜悯
，So God's mercy，
耶稣的怜悯
，Jesus' mercy，
却首先主要是关心的是我们的心灵
，Come first to our heart.
你知道面包不可能满足我们
，You know that bread cannot surely.
尽管我们每一天都需要吃面包、吃大米饭
，Even though we need bread every day, we need rice every day, the staple.
我们最深的需要
our innermost need
安全感
is the feeling of safety.
平安感
is the peace
被爱
and being loved.
觉得生命活得有意义
and we feel that our life is meaningful.
即使在外面旅行中也是知道在家里
And so we we want to be able to feel at home even as we travel.
人生最大的渴望就会知道你是被爱的。
And you know, our most, we long for being loved.
不是因为你们怎样好而爱你。
It's not because how good we are to be loved.
而是因为爱你那一位是无条件的。
But because we are loved unconditionally.
我记得大概六年前我母亲过世。
About 6 years ago, my mother passed away.
当时因为出外传福音，无法返回中国。
And because I was on a mission trip, so I couldn't return to China in time.
那个礼拜天早上就是跪在小教堂里祷告。
So I kneeled down in a small chapel to pray that Sunday.
怜悯我的母亲。
So I prayed that God would have mercy.And my mother.
等到礼拜天晚上回家的时候，太太告诉我，妈走了。
And so when I returned home that evening, my wife told me that mom has passed away.
你知道当时我有什么感觉
？You know how I felt at the time when I heard it.
我就是一句话浮到心上。
So a word came up to my mind.
这个世界上最疼我的人走。
So the one that loved me the most is God.
这个世界上最心疼你的人走了。
Yeah. The one that loves me the most in this world is God.
母亲爱自己的儿子，从来没有讲什么条件。
So, mother's love is unconditional.
我有一次跟这几年回家，我经常问我妈一件事儿，就我母亲还在世的时候。
So when my mom was still alive, whenever I went home, I always asked her.
你知道我父亲打过我的几次，我清清楚楚的记到。
Do you know? I remember the few times that my father hit me. I remember clearly.
我就问我妈。
So I asked her.
我说妈，小时候你打过我吗
？So I asked her, "Have you hit me when I was a kid?"
怎么都没打呀
？She said, "Of course, I hit you all the time."
你知道我想了。我想了40多年，一件打我的事也没想起来。
But I was with her for more than 40 years. I could not remember any time that she hit me.
因为母亲的爱你的无条件。
Because I know that was unconditional love.
即使她责备你，你知道那是出于爱。
Even when she rebuked me, I knew it was out of her love.
其实耶稣怜悯我们。
Jesus.Had mercy on us.
他最大的要给我们这样一种爱。
Jesus had compassion on us. He wanted to give us this love. He loved us to bring us to him. So he, with his love, he bring us to him.
用爱来给我们带来生命。
Give us life.
使你的生命中慢慢有了神迹的爱。
So in our life, we gradually.Will be filled with God's love.
你感到生命的安全感。
And you have the feeling of security.
在爱中得到安全。
You feeling of the security through love.
在爱中得到满足。
And you have the satisfaction.
在爱中获得平安。
And you gain peace.
在爱中得到喜乐。
And you would have joy.
所以耶稣就给他教训他们。
Therefore, Jesus started teaching.
给他们讲。天国的福音
，and teaching them the gospel of the kingdom of heaven.
时间到了，到晚上
，so as time passed, the evening came.
吃饭的时间到了
，and was time for dinner.
这里耶稣就问一个问题，就是说他们要吃什么
？So at this time, Jesus asked them what they were going to eat.
门徒说了，这里是。野地天已经晚了，你叫众人散开，叫众人他们往四面乡村去，自己买什么吃的。
And the disciples said, "This is a remote place. It's already very late. Send them away so that they can go to the surrounding countryside villages to buy themselves something to eat."
好像很通常哈。
And this is a rather unsurprising answer.
到晚上了,
so evening came.
你们自己拿自己腰包钱去买东西吃吧。
You just go take care of yourself.
自己你腰包里有没有钱, okay, 不关我的事。
And if you don't have money in your pocket, well, that's not my problem.
可能这些反应大概就是我们经常对这个世界苦难的反应。
So this is probably the way most people react in this world.
是在这个世界看来所谓的正常的反应。
And or is considered normal reaction.
耶稣却反过来,
but Jesus did something differently.
说你们给他吃。
He said, you feed them.
门徒的回答就很简单, 做不到不可能。
And the disciple said, this is not possible. We couldn't possibly feed 5,000 people.
即使我们买去20两银子的饼给他们吃, 也不够啊。
Even if we spend 20,
20两银子.
Yeah, even if we spend all the money, we don't have enough money to buy them all the bread.
完了，耶稣就问了一个问题: 你们有多少饼？
And so Jesus asked the disciple, how many loaves of bread do you have?
非常有意思的事哈。
So that's interesting.
经文这里问的是门徒。
So Jesus asked the disciple.
没有一个门徒说我包里有饼。
And nobody said that. None of those disciples said, I have bread.
我即使到今天还怀疑。
So to this day, I still doubt.
这些门徒十几个门徒跟耶稣最亲近门徒，难道他们自己兜里就一个饼也没有？
So is that really true that none of them had any bread?
我想肯定会有。
I think they some must have some
bread. 但就一块两块。
And maybe just one or two.
给了你们我吃什么？
And perhaps they were selfish. They didn't want to volunteer. They didn't want to say that they had bread.
所以彼得的弟安德烈就发现了一个小孩有饼。
So Peter found Peter's brother Andrew found a little boy with some bread.
你可以想象当时的情景.
So just imagine the scene.
你们谁有饼啊？
Who has bread?
大人都这样，伪经正在.
So everyone stood soberly, and they
没有.
They protect were protected.
只有一个小孩傻乎乎的.
So nobody, only a little boy.
把自己的 或者他爸他妈放那五个饼两条鱼就拿出来了。
Presented, he showed his two fish and five bread, five loaves of bread.
耶稣喜欢小孩子。
So Jesus liked children. He loved children.
单纯,
because they are simple.
他们凭了一个单纯的心来到神面前。
With a simple heart, they came before God.
人大了有一点就学会打学会装。
And so when people get more mature, they started to pretend.
所以小孩子就把这个微不足道的五个饼，甚至约翰计是大麦饼和两条鱼拿出来了。 So
this little boy presented, offered his five loaves of bread and two fish.
耶稣用这个微不足道的饼供应了将近上万人。So
Jesus with this meager amount of bread and fish, he fed 5,000.
其实兄弟姐妹，我们大概都想成为大有才干的人。
Sisters and brothers, I know we all wish to be someone great.
我小时候最大的梦想就是解放全世界。
And I, when I was little, my dream was to liberate.
特别把台湾人民从水深火热之中解放出来。
And I want to save those Taiwanese that were in affliction. I wanted to do great things.
其实你会知道，来到神面前，神要我们往往是献出你微不足道的东西。
But you know, when you come before God, God wants you to present to Him your insignificant and meager ability.
可能就是我们自己手上现有的可以那些微不足道的东西。
So you just offer to him whatever you have, however little it is.
刚才听长老讲，你们教会可能又要到选举了。
And I heard earlier, elder said that you the church, you guys are probably going to elect more deacons. And I know that Chinese are usually humble. And when they are approached, their response is usually, "Oh, I can't." And but if you go work for a company, you can never say that, especially in American companies. You should not be too humble.
的确，我们可能是真的不行。
And it's true that we are not able to do everything. And so it is right to be a little humble. But there's still five loaves of bread and two fish. And if you went out to buy little bread today, it will be more expensive than those five bread and two fish. So you just present to God, you bring out whatever you have, and God uses it. And in the process of being used by God, you see God's grace and see God's power. And I wanted to be a writer from a very early day.
写了几篇文章被老师在同学中念了一遍之后，就觉得那一定是作家了。
And I wrote a few articles, and then my friends read them, and I said I was sure I was going to be a writer.
后来有自知之明，长大一点。So
as I grew up, grew older, I started to know myself better.
你坐在家里是可能，成为作家是绝对不可能。He
said, this is a Chinese, it's hard to translate. He said, you can, it sounds the same.
所以信主之后，你知道一开始感动神要从写作，我说我给我写可以写思想性的文章。
So after I received the Lord, I started to think that I could write something concerning theology or thinking.
一直到98年,
so it was not until 1998. So on occasion, unexpected occasion, gave me the opportunity to start write some essays.
但总还算是散文,
though I was not quite satisfied with what I wrote, but they were essays.
从那以后就开始写,
so I started writing.
你知道我才开始写散文的时候，别人说我自己的这一个驻扎片说太煽情， 感情太外露。
So someone told me that my essays were inundated with emotion.
现在人们对我的评价说，哎呀，你写的散文比较淡定。
And now people said my essays these days are more calm and better. I am out of words.
真的一开始不会写。
It's true that in the beginning I was not a good writer.
但还能写一点,
though I could write.
就把这一点拿出去要上帝铸造。
So I did what I could and presented to God, let God use it. At his discretion. So now people consider me a writer. So no matter how insignificant or how little your five loaves of bread and two fish,
在上帝面前,
you must have great faith in God. That you can be used by God. For His power is manifested through our inability. Often we have this inferiority complex. We're not willing to present ourselves to God to let Him use us.
所以耶稣等到把这个饼倒的时候，耶稣就开始做了一个祷告。
So after they collected all the bread, distributed they, after they distributed bread, Jesus gave thanks. It's just like a common prayer among the Jewish. Thank you, Lord, our God, the King of the world, the one that gives us, that feeds us.
所以我非常喜欢这一幕。
So I like this scene very much.
就是说呢，耶稣把饼掰开。
That is when Jesus broke the bread.
在这之间，他望到天祝福，掰开饼递给门徒。
And he looked up to the heaven, and he gave bread to the disciples and gave thanks.
为自己。今天能有食物吃，献上感恩。
And he gave thanks to God for having food to eat.
你知道犹太人有句格言。
And you know, there's a parable in Jewish culture.
一个只顾享受而忘记感恩的人。
If someone would only receive without giving thanks.
他是一个抢劫犯。
That person is a robber.
他抢劫上帝所有的东西。
Because he deprives God of his belongings.
我们现在生活非常繁忙。
We are living in a very busy world.
许多时候我们都甚至无法，一家人都无法坐到一起。
And often we could not, as a family, we cannot even get together.
你知道我作为一个传道人多年干的神面前最愧疚的一件事就是。
You know, as a missionary, one thing that I regret the most.
你不可能像有的基督讲说啊，你每天进行家庭崇拜。
Is that I could not have a family worship every day.
我的确想。
Actually, I really.
但试了几次之后，发现还是试不下去。
Want to do that, but I, after a few times, I couldn't do it.
因为我想强势下去，你那个效果可能更糟。
Because I think it probably would be worse if I forced it.
但有一点你坚持住了。
But one thing I was able to insist.
或者说底线。
Or that was sort of the bottom line in my.
就是有一天有一个时间，大概是全家都可以坐在一起的。
That is, there is a time every day that we.As a family, can be all together.
吃晚饭的时候。
That is when we had dinner.
作为一个丈夫，作为一个父亲。
As a father, as a husband.
去祝福。
To give blessings.
祝福家里的每一位。
To give blessings to everyone in the household.
感谢神的每一个恩典。
And to give thanks to everything that God has done for us.
这是神给我们每一个基督家庭提供一个非常美好的机会。
And this is a wonderful opportunity that God has bestowed upon us.
是每一个做父亲、做丈夫在这时候应该承担起牧师的角色。
And it is the responsibility is a God-given responsibility to all the husbands and fathers.
是在神面前感恩。
To give thanks to God in front of
all the family members, 传到你的每一个家人
and give God's blessing to everyone in the household.
一定要注意，这是一个祷告，一个是感恩。
This is a prayer. This is on one hand is a thanksgiving.
而且另外一个什么，就是祝福。
On the other hand is also a blessing.
你别经常平时看太太不顺眼了，看孩子不顺眼了，不敢讲话。
So maybe you were upset with your wife or your children, you didn't want to say much.
完了，借着祷告来骂他们。
And then you start to scold them, rebuke them through prayer.
教训他们。
And to rebuke them.
祝福他们。
You should bless them.
奉耶稣的名祝福你的每一个家人。
In the name of Jesus Christ, you bless everyone in your household.
祝福他们生命中的基督。
And bless them.So that they have Christ in their lives.
让基督爱、平安、喜乐、恩典临到他的生命中。
So that the peace and love and grace of Jesus Christ can go into their life.
让这种祝福成为每一个人的祝福。
And so this blessing goes into everyone in the family.
所以我最喜欢最近一个就是说古代一位教父的祷告。
So I love one of the Pope's prayers.
他说：“主啊。”
It says, Lord.
每一天。
Every day.
愿我更多的认识你。
Let me know you better every day.
更深的爱你。
Let me love you more every day.
更紧的跟随你。
Let me follow you more closely.
好吧，就愿这个成为我们今天的共同祷告。
And so let this be our prayer today, our common prayer today.
主，你知道我们在饥饿之中。
Lord, you know that we are thirsty.
虽然我们自己经常吃的很多。
Though we eat a lot of food.
但我们心里头有真正的饥渴。
But we are hungry and thirsty in our heart.
主，求你用你的灵来喂养我们。
We ask that you feed us with your spirit.
求我们自己能够看到你才是我们生命中的粮。
Help us to see that you truly are the bread of our life.
我们每一天需要吃下去的生命之粮。
We the bread of life that we need every day.
主啊，让我们和历代圣徒一起祷告。
Allow us to pray with all the saints.
每一天，愿我更多的认识你。
So that we would come to know you better every day.
更深的爱你。
We love you more.
更紧的跟随你。
And follow you more closely.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.